Shalom Aleichem. This week is Parsha Shemini and Parsha Zachodesh, the last of the Dalet Parshios. I'll attempt to be brief. I know I always say that I'm trying to be brief, but I actually will try to be brief because I'm a little bit of under time constraint. Also, I don't know what will be next week in terms of Shiurim. I ostensibly am supposed to be in Poland next week, and we shall see. In which case, perhaps before I go, I will try to send out some previous recordings or links to the Haggadah and Hallel if I have them available. Okay, let's start. The title is Intro to Torah, the Metronome of Life. We were born in Mitzrayim. The Navi Yechezkel says we were born in Mitzrayim. That which we will say on Lil HaSeder, Ve'evo Alayech, Ve'erech Bos Misposeses B'damayech, Omerlach B'damayech Chayi, right? That which we say it also to Bris Mila. It's true that Chazal tells us that the dam that we're referring to there is the dam of Bris and the dam of Pesach. But in the imagery of the Navi Yechezkel, we're literally talking about the blood of birth. And that's where we were born. We were born there. And so our introduction, this Shabbos to Parshas Bo, right? Parshas Bo in the fact that that's where Parshas Chodesh comes from Parshas Bo, is really the intro to Torah. We'll see also a little bit of relationship to that also to Parsha Shemini. Our intention over here is to show how the Torah deals with various and varied situations in life. That really is the goal. The goal is to give us a tool, to give us a lens, to give us an exquisite crystal through which we navigate our lives. Or as it says here in the title, Intro to Torah, the Metronome of Life. In other words, the Torah sets the cadence. Sometimes the cadence is quicker, sometimes slower, sometimes more mournful, sometimes more rejoicing, etc. But the Torah is always there. It is the Metronome of Life. The Haggadah Shel Pesach, let's just take note of one thing over here. The Pasuk, right, that... which is really the paragraph of the Dalet Banim, as much said about it, with regard to the Chacham, and also with regard to Russia, but right now let's just deal with the Chacham. The Baal HaGadol says, Chacham ha'u omer, ma'edus v'achukim v'mishpatim shatziv Hashem Elokeinu eschem. So that's the Pasuk in Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim. And really the question is with regarding Kol Torah Kulo. All the other references of the Dalet Banim, i.e. the Rosh, the Tam, the Shein de Lishol, are all found in Parshas Bo. This is the only question that doesn't appear in Parshas Bo, Bechlal, not even Sefer Shvos, doesn't say for Dvarim, but it is a general question about Yiddishkeit, about Judaism, about Yahadus. Says the answer in the Pasuk, right? This is what we see below. Dvarim Vav, Chochem, Bemikra. Yishol Chavincha Machal Lemor, Maidos Vachukim Abishvatim Ashetziv Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, Vamaat Levincha Avodim Einu Far Bimitzram, Yosina Hashem Bimitzram Yad Chazaka. So the question, right, is regarding Kol Torah Kula. The answer is Avodim Einu Far Bimitzram. For the Baal HaGadol, though, doesn't answer that. He says, right, Avodim Einu Far Bimitzram, Pesach, Eim Maftir, Nachra Pesach, Havikom, there's no jello. There's no dessert after Afikomen, the time of the Korban Pesach. There's no dessert after the Korban Pesach. The idea being, though, really, it's obvious that, as the Baal HaGadol says, Va'af atah amor lo kilchas ha-Pesach. It's not coming to say, this is what you say exclusively to the Chacham. We start off with the Torah Shebichsav. Avadim Ayinu, Farav Yitzram, Yotzina Hashem Elokeinu, Misham, Biyad Chazaka, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim, Biyad Chazaka. He dealt with us, he created us, he forged us into a unique nation with a unique relationship with him. That's where you start, right? That's where you start. The Chacham wants to know what's it all about. Let's start with the fact that Jewish people are unique people. How does that play itself out? How does it become manifest? It's what we call halacha also. In other words, it can't be just as we're an abstract principle in the art. We are unique people. We enjoy, I don't know, kosher-style pickles, gefilte fish. Our noses are of different shapes. And based on us, we know how to make money. At least but some people say that. Anyway, okay. That's not the... Yeah. What's the pshat? It can't just be what makes us Jewish, right? What makes us Jewish? We've won more Nobel Prizes per capita than any other people. Let's be real. Hashem made us into a unique nation. That's Havod Amino, the far of Mitzrayim, the way Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But it can't just be, as it were, that we have a unique history, right? Our dynamic connection to the Rabbonu Shel Olam is through mitzvos. Why do we choose dafka this mitzvah? Because what is fascinating is that the reason why, right, that we don't eat dessert after the Afikoman or dessert halavai after the Korban Pesach is because we want to hold a taste for as long as possible. So it's fascinating. We start off with a philosophical, historical principle, Avod Amidah Farm Mitzrayim, Yotzienu, etc. We see this has practical ramifications. We're back to manifestation in our day-in, day-out lives, and that's called the halacha. One halacha that we chose is halacha that's linked also to an idea we want to hold on to, the taste, experience, the Korban Pesach, and the Afikoman, as the case may be, for as long as possible that evening. So it's a little bit of an introduction to what we're talking about over here. How Torah, as it were, covers many different facets of life, philosophical, historical, right, halachic, right, and the tam, as it were, the tam in the halacha as well. Now let's start with the beginning of Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh is Elchem Rosh Chodesh, Yerushim Hu Lachem Lechodshi Hashana. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, right? There. This is going to be Lamafter. I'm sorry for starting from Lamafter, but okay. Bachazet. Right? Says Rabbeinu Bachya, ומדרש החודש הזה, עד שלא הוציא הקודש ברוך הוא ישראל ממצרים, הודיע להם שאין המלכוס עומדת להם אלא 30 דור. Fascinating. When we're starting off, right, the concept of the Chodesh being 30 days, approximately, yeah, etc., is to tell us that our Malchus is only going to last 30 generations. Makesha. What's the idea? Shenemar, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Your Lachem, your greatness, as it were, will be in this world for 30 generations until we reach the future coming of Mashiach b'mehirah b'yameinu v'yishib yisocha. Ma'alavon ha-shloshim yom ma'afamalchus shelahem shloshim dor. Kor kasavti medrash of posuk v'yikra shmo zerach. Back in Parshas Vayeshev, he speaks at great length about this idea of the two sons of Yehuda and Tamar, Peretz and Zerach. Right? He talks about this idea once again of Malchus and Yisrael, Ki'ilu starting. I mean, he brings different midrashim. One says it starts with Avram. It reaches its ultimate, penultimate, is by David. Right? He's the 14th generation, as this is the gematria of his name, Dalet, Vav, Dalet, 14. And the discus, as it were, of the moon is at full, right? It's full at the time of Shlomo Melech, and then it begins to descend, eventually with Tzidkiah being the last generation of Malchus in that sense. Well, I started at the beginning talking about the fact that it's only going to last 30 days. I mean, goodness gracious, couldn't we just savor it a little bit? No, it's only going to be 30 days. It's not because we're trying to pour cold water on our success, on our height achieved. Let's see. Says it's Rav Mor. V'chein Rav Mor is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem V'atzmechem Mitzad HaMitzvos. This is the Chodesh that is yours. In other words, this is the intro to Torah. This is really cool. This is speaks to the idea that from now on we're going to introduce you into a system where things will be yours. What does that mean? K'chol Shar HaChodeshim V'advorim Shadam Osa B'zeh Ha'ola Mul Achirim K'omro V'oz Mul Achirim Chelom. Aval ma she'odam osa me'atorah v'amitzvah hula atzma. Everything that's part and linked exclusively to this ephemeral world, to the mundane world that we live in, is here today and gone tomorrow. It's left over for someone else. Just as the plants die and decay, and so too all life dies, decays, goes back to the ground, so too person's achievements, etc. You can't take it with you. But Torah mitzvahs you can. V'zeh ha'chodesh hazeh lachem. Al Shar Kolam Yonim Valukucho Likichos Shalzeh olam einam la'atzmo. This is the introduction to you can take it with you. I.e., if you live your life in what is known as the prose door, the corridor called olam hazeh, you take it with you. That's why our olam haba is called olam haba, not olam ahu. This is an idea that we've spoken about before. Really, grammatically, in order to maintain the parallelism, it should have been olam hazeh, this world, and olam ahu, and that world. No, it's olam hazeh and olam haba. Why? Because it is ba. It comes from this world. You take it with you. That's only if you've translated your earthly experience, right, into a Torah experience. Doesn't mean you've ignored your earthly experience, but you have transformed the earthly experience. Everything you've come into contact with, be it object, be it experience, be it relationship, you have colored it with the pastels of the Torah. It's yours. Ki haTorah v'mitzvah hu la'atzmo v'lo la'achirim. Further, says it's Rambam, V'chein remez ha'chodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodashim mishum lachem, v'harchika mi'chukei Mitzrayim, to distance us from chukei Mitzrayim. Says it's Rambam, a fascinating thing. It says the Mitzrayim also counted months, lunar months, but they counted mi'milui l'milui, right? Mi'milui l'milui. V'maschilin minyan chodashim eis haknas Hashemis Rosh mazal tleh. They also saw the significance of Aries, of when Mazal Tleh was, by what do you call it? Yeah, was there with the rising of the sun. That was the important month to them. But they counted from Milui to Milui, from the 15th of the month till, what do you call it, the next 15th. Perhaps they started the celebrations right at the 10th of the month. Yeah. But the hype was at the 15th of the month. In other words, their relationship with Olam Hazeh is success. Forbes 500. That's it. Forbes 500, the Egyptian version, from the 15th to the 15th, when the moon is full to the moon is full. The rest of it we don't want to talk about. Greatness, heights, success. But that's not ours. Our very introduction to our counting, right, using a lunar system, is it rises, it sets. It waxes, it wanes. That's the nature of Olam Hazeh. Our job description is to transform that entire roller coaster experience, rising, waxing, waning, descending, into something eternal through its attachment to Torah. Fascinating. And that is, as the word diametrically opposed, right? That's diametrically opposed to the mitzvah. And that's why, he says, very interesting, in Mekatrim, right, a love berechos, right, they would burn incense and dance, record about around the ram, etc., right, and what are we to do? We shecht it, what do you call it, the sheep, we shecht it, we roast it, the fragrance is not the fragrance of incense, the burning is the, God forbid, is like they did, as they served the sheep, instead, we eat it. And the rest is burnt. The fragrance, the dam, should be on the doorposts and on the lintel, so they should smell the fragrance of their avodah zarah, as it were, disappearing. Further. So we see, but again, this is the idea. This is the introduction to Torah. You rise, tell the Chodesh Lazalachem, your greatness will last 30 generations, however they count it, and I get from Avno up till where we call to Tzidkio, whatever the case may be. But the goal is not here. This is a tool. This is a corridor. How you use that corridor determines your eternity. It's not here today and gone tomorrow. Allah kukum in Adam, applied to the Shtei Mezuzos. Vavarti Be'eretz Yisrayim, B'layla Hazeh, V'kisi Gokhukol Be'eretz Yisrayim, because Bok says that he himself, as it were, will strike the Mitzrayim. V'chol Ahim Mitzrayim, as a Shvatim. V'ayidam L'chim L'os Al-Abatim, you'll be protected, the dam will be a symbol, a sign outside. V'yikro Moshe L'chol Zeknei Yisrael, V'yomar Al-Ehem, Mishchu K'chu L'chem, right? He says to them, go and take what he called the Tzolnish, V'chosam, V'chosseichem, V'chachadu HaPasach, L'kachtem, Agudas Ezov, etc. And after you've applied it to the mezuzos, Vatem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach veisu ad boker. Don't leave. Don't leave your house until the morning. Says Rashi, why? Magid she'acha she'nitne reshus la'mashtis l'chabel ein mavchin, ein o mavchin ben tzadik l'rosha. It's night time. Right? The forces are out there of destruction. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is what he called killing me. Don't go out until the morning. Is it so hard for Hashem to say, well, can I go outside, take a look around? You have to realize, Hashem is giving you a gift. That doesn't mean he's suspending what I call and saying, oh, you have carte blanche, you can do whatever you want. While at the same time we feel the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to stand the Yira. We have to stand the Yira. Realize that incredible forces have been unleashed over here. You're not automatically protected. You have Baruch Hashem, like it says about Bavurzeh, Hashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim, what he called discussion amongst Rishonim. Is it for the sake of Kima Mitzvahs, that was from Shukat Taz Mitzrayim? Or, and again, there is no, they're both true. Or it's only in the merit of what Mitzvahs we have, with Yizdoch the Biyotim Mitzrayim. Pesach, Matzah, Borer, Dam HaBris, etc. The Mislilo. But that is what enables us to be zocha to this wondrous act called Makas Bachoros that differentiates between us and the midstream. But we don't have carte blanche. In the state of standing before our Kodesh Baruch Hu's godless, his no rose, his awesomeness, he's giving you this gift. It's like any, what do you call it? It's like any relationship of kavod. You wish to be in the presence of this person, this other party, in the case of Borsham over here, who is the essence of this kavod. On the other hand, you don't get super friendly, right? It's not like you put your arm around, oh, what's happening? You know. Once again, introduction to Torah. וכך תאכלו אוסו, מוסניכם חגורים ונעליכם ברגליכם, מקלכם ידכם, ואכלתם אוסו בכי פזון, פסח הוא להשם. Point out the Sifse Kohen from Sfas, right? Right? Not the Shach from Holishov, but the Sifse Kohen from Sfas. 100 or so, yeah, 150 years before. כך תאכלו אוסו, מוסניכם חגורים, בזכוס אברהם, שייחד שמו בעולם, Chagurim Gematria Avram Echad. And as he's pointing out that how are we Zocha to this? So, on one hand, we have the mitzvahs Hashem gave us, right? He gave us Matzah, Moror, Pesach, etc. At the same time also, there's Chus Olos. Now, Lechem Barag Lechem, Bishus Yitzchak, Shanem Rav Yetzi Yitzchak, Suach Vasadeh, Loholich, Himochamor, El Halach Baraglo. Again, Remazim, Avram Yitzchak, Vakilchem Yadchem, your staff in your hand, like Yaakov Avinu across the Yarden, right? With just a staff. Vachaltem of his chipozen of his yeshlo, hash'oros shechol gufo kayim lo ya'ar aleichem, right? Vachol zayah bepesach Mitzrayim. There in Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to do all these things. Shalayah bemschus, right? Avu Pesach Doros, ach shekiblu alukuso, Yizbarach, the Kibbulah Torah, but mitzvahs ain't tzarach l'chol zeh. There's the differences. The point of the fascinating thing. Why are these differences between the Pesach of Mitzrayim and the Pesach of the we keep? Why are these things also applicable now? I mean, applicable when we had a Kodesh Pesach, but they weren't. Because we needed them because we had not yet received the Torah. Once we received the Torah, all this is unnecessary. V'chein lakachtem yagudas ezov, hem shlosha avos, shein agudo pachos mishlosha badim. Right? David on the Zuzah, on the lintel, with an Agudas Ezov, etc. This is all to show Hashem is doing these wonderful things for you. But it's not as though everything is perfect. You're not perfected yet. You're far, far from it. You have not been the Kabbal, the Torah. Boundaries. Greatness. Appreciating the love. Appreciating the closeness. Remember, before we understand, Av and Yira, these are two fundamental things. And unfortunately, right, there are communities that have issues. Sometimes people get so caught up in the Yira that they forget to rejoice in their Yahadus, right? There are, I'm not saying they're, I shouldn't say they're communities, they're individuals. And on the other hand, there are people who are really enamored of the love and really about and the beauty of the simcha, etc. Being meticulous in halacha is like, you know, hello. Further, Lokachlam and Gura says, Obitzfaltim Adam Basafi Gatim, etc. Well, Rashim and Gophis Mitzrayim. Right? Says the Brig Ben Avachye. But can Tavin Sod Hakosov Ashrei Odom Shomel Ilishkod Al Dalsosa Yom Yom. Pasuk Mishle. Authenticated is the person who is there at my doorways day day. Lishmor Mizuzos Psochai. To guard, as it were, the doorposts of my entranceway. Gamayma Rechiz Delolim Yikones Odom Shnei Psochim. Vachachi Spalo. Right? Gemara in Brachos. Person, what he called, Rav Chisda says that a person should travel and go through two doorways first. What Yeshua is only got one doorway. I mean, halacha, what it means is you shouldn't stand, unless you're a permanent pew, if you could call it that, your permanent seat is near the door, so otherwise don't stand near the doorway, because it looks like they haven't come in completely. Halacha, you have to distance yourself from the entrance. Again, if there's no room, there's no room, right? But don't stand in the back, like here you haven't come in. But from a Hashkafic point of view, the Maharal says in Sivas Omum, Mishlim is avodah zos, Rav Chisda lolo mikones adam shnei psochem salkataitech ala'im ashir shnei psochem. Maral explains that he is, that you have to step out of the mundane world, leave that behind, and then enter into the world of tefillah. That's how a person is supposed to daven. And so our introduction, once again, into the world of avodah, right? We started with, says Rabbeinu Bachye, the daubing of the mezuzos. To enter into the world of Torah, this is the introduction to Torah here in Yetzias Mitzrayim, here with the Korban Pesach, daub the two mezuzos, because it represents, it's symbolic of, you have to leave behind, in other words, in order to be Mekadosh, or to sanctify, right, or to sanctify the mundane world, first you have to leave that world view, that Weltanschauung, where that's the center of your universe, leave that behind, and now step through the doorway, as it were, into attachment to Hashem. In Mitzrayim, since we were starting, these were our first baby steps, right? That's where we were born. So we daub the doorposts. In subsequent generations, it's not necessary. We have the concept of Rav Chisda teaching us in Tefillah. Yikones Adam, Shnei Psochim, Vachachach Yisvalo. This is all in Parshas HaChodesh. I think I found certain similarities also in Parshas Shmini. Once again, pardon me for going backwards. It says, "Vayhi b'yom haShmini, kara Moshe la'aron levonim v'zikni Yisrael. Shmini lim nemiluim, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shchukam haMishkan. It's the, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the eighth day of Miluim. 10 crowns were received that day. In Shir HaShirim, in Paragimel, Pasuk Yudal, Tzen Norena b'Rosh Tzion b'Amela Shlomo b'Atar Sh'ikro lo'imo, Yom Kasson Rasov Yom Simchas Livo." Right? Says Rashi. Right there in Shir HaShirim. V'yom chasum v'sol yom matan Torah, v'shitru lehem l'melech, v'kiblu ulo, right? V'yom simchas libo z'shmini l'miluim. You hear this? The day of rejoicing of his heart, k'v'yochol, Bori Olam's heart, k'v'yochol, is shmini l'miluim, sh'nischanech lo mishkan b'midbar. V'yom ha'shmini, that's the beginning of our parsha here, incredible joy. Right? That's the day of Yom Simchas Libo. We know it also took place in our Parsha in Shmini. Vatetze Eish v'lifnei Hashem v'tochal al mizbeach sa'olav v'sachalovim v'yar kol om v'yarono v'yiplo apneihem. The acceptance of those first korbanos were by Aaron. The beginning, Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMishkan. And also, Atetze Eish, in Perek Yud, also in our Parsha, Atetze Eish v'fnei Hashem, v'tochol osam v'yamus v'fnei Hashem, the death of Nadav Aviv. All in one day. Atetze Eish, says a Chizkuni, he etzias ha'esh ha'amur l'mala, in other words, that which is referred to, the Eish that consumed Nadav Aviv, however it killed him, it went in like two tendrils into their nostrils, right, and was sourced in Rishama, left the goof and their clothing intact, whatever the case may be. It's the Eish of Perek Tes Pasuk Chavdalet on its way out to this glorious moment of accepting the the korbanos of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of the Mishkan, it left them dead. It passed through. He yitzias ha'esh amur l'malaki derach yitzias mefnei Hashem b'beis kodesh kodoshim motza nodav aviyu lefnei mizbeach ha'zohav. Right? Shvehechol makrivim alav esh zara v'sar fasam v'yatza oso esh min ha'echol ha'chutza al mizbeach atoch alav es ha'ola. Unbelievable. The same esh, according to Chizkuni. Same esh. Says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mem Ches Lamedvav, Nora Lelkimi Mikdashecha, Kael Yisrael Nosein Oz Vasatzumos La'am Baruch Elokim. Awesome. I only use that word because that's the way we translate it, but everything nowadays is awesome. Right? Awesome. Troyo is awesome. Right? People have to be loved with words that start with A. Awesome. Awful. Aardvark. Right? Nora. We can't wrap your head around it. Nora l'kimi shecha. Says Rashi. Nora l'kimi shecha. Mima shechravto ata yarui. Im lo l'mikdash onas aponim kal v'chomer l'rashayim. When the Kodesh Baruch destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Noros of Hashem was seen in destruction of Beis HaMikdash. That he didn't play favorites. If we're not worthy, he destroyed his house. The symbol of his Shechina's resting here amongst man, which is what he wanted. Also, Hashem is seen as, but you can't wrap your head around it, Nora, awesome. Shekodesh Baruch Hu osa din batzadikim, misyar, misal, miskalis, v'chinu omer v'kovai akadesh, v'nikdash v'chvodi, misa shnei b'nei Aaron. Right? V'kovai akadesh, v'nikdash v'chvodi. One face of Hashem's Noros. Awesome, frightening. Destruction of Beis HaMikdash. The death of Tzadikim, not of Aviyu. Says Rabbeinu Bache, Manikra Oron, B'Shem Oron, Al Shem Ha'ora. Back in Parshas, in Sefer, we call Parshas Shuma, in Sefer Shmos, the Oron is called Oron, Miloshin Ora. Koach HaGodla Nikra Nora. Oron is Osios Nora. Points this out, right? The Arizal points that out as well. Nora is also Sauron. Shunechbo v'socho, Kadosh Baruch Hu kviyachol is hidden there. Ye'inu shekosav is maaseh Hashem ki nora hu. V'chim ratzinu sha'oron nikra odon min kol ha'aretz, etc. It shows it's what it's called. It's the play, it's the vehicle that carries Hashem's presence in the world. Ki hashchina dovka v'atora. V'timse b'divrayomim v'ata v'aronu zecha. Right, etc. Mashenika Oron ha'edus l'fishi edus l'shchina sheshora b'Yisrael. And as he says, well, v'hu darshu chazal mokum Oron eino min amida. The Kabbalah they had, if you added up the measurements which the Torah states, 1.5 or 2.5, what do you call it, 1.5 of the Oron. You added up the dimensions that were meant to be allocated on either side. It's having Kabbalah about that. It cannot be bigger than the Kodesh Kodashim. That's not a possibility in the physical world. But it was. But it can't be. But it was. But it can't be. But it was. And there's an enclave, even the whole world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has established the laws of physics. There's an enclave called the Kodesh Kodashim, which reminded us that these laws exist because Hashem wills that they be. Oron, Nora. So we saw before, Nora Elokim Mikdashecha, destruction of Beis HaMikdash, an awesome deed, frightening deed. Nora Elokim Mikdashecha, the death of Nadav Aviyu. The Oron itself is Nora. How so? So we see over here, right, that's Einu Min Amida. That it doesn't, it can't be what it is. And if we remember the Gemara in Yuma says that that when Daniel saw the subjugation of the Jewish people by their enemies, he said, Kodesh Baruch, where is your Gvura? And so he, there in Sefer Daniel, he doesn't say Gibor, because he had to report what he saw, and he didn't see that. he understood it, perhaps, but he didn't. Not perhaps, he of course understood it, but his job is in the world of prophets, etc., in the world of mikra, let's put it that way, was to say what you see, but he didn't see it, so he stopped saying Gibor. And Yirmiyahu, he says, Goyim akarkarim behechalecha, the goyim are croaking in your sanctuary. Ayeinu rasecha, where is your noros? After all, recall the Aron, the place of the representation of Hashem's noros, kaviyachol. Aron, osios nora. The mekarkar behechalecha, the Aron's not there. Or not there, not the Gid from the time of Yoshio. But the place, recall that the goyim there are conducting themselves in despicable and disrespectful, right, cavorting, or worse than that, in what he called in the Makom Mikdash. Again, or Asecha. Says the Gemara Yuma, coming to explain why the Anshe Knesset Gdola called the Anshe Knesset Gdola, because the Hechzira Atara Leyoshin, they returned the crown to its proper place. And they said, it's true, we no longer see the Noros, the awesomeness of Hashem through the Aron. And it's true, we have experienced the passageway from the Noros of Hashem through the Aron, Mina Eino Mina Mida, that there's really no space for it, but yet it is. We saw the Noros of Hashem, as it were expressed in the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the death of Tzadikim. And now the Noros of Hashem is seen through the survival of the Jewish people. Elohim Noros of Shil Molim Morosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heichu Ma'achas Yicholi Skayim Bina Umos. How do we survive? We can't be. The Lashon Medrash is, Hechkiv Sa'achas, how can one sheep exist amongst sheep in Zedim 70 wolves? It can't be. We can't be. But we are. That's an impossibility. But we are. Many years ago, there was a debate between I think the Israeli ambassador to Canada, Herzog, he was of Herzog's, he's actually Levi Herzog's son, and he debated one of the great historians, Albert Toynbee. And Albert Toynbee claimed the Jewish people had no right to Eretz Israel. Why? Because we're a fossil nation. Right? We can't be. There are no Hittites, there are no Canaanites, there are no Amorites, there are no Trilobites, excuse me. And therefore there shouldn't be any Israelites. We're like a coelacanth. We're an aberration of history. We shouldn't be here. And therefore we have no rights. He lost the debate. I'm told that in the end he actually recanted. But the idea is, that's Noros. We can't be, but we are. So that's what we're seeing now. There's a great metronome of life. We have ups and downs ever since Simchas Torah. We saw horrible events take place. We were full of hope afterwards when we saw the reaction of the Jewish people, ending almost a year of enmity, of division. Things are not as clear in that area now as they were then. But Torah nonetheless, if we hold on to the Torah, we know that it is our metronome of life. Our job description is not like the Mitzrayim, where they counted from one Milui Lavona to the other, when the moon reached its zenith, right? It was a full moon, from one full moon to the next moon, that's how they counted. Success is what counts. Where are you in the Forbes 500? But we know that our job description is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, to transform time, space, events, experiences, relationships, objects, into eternity, using the Torah. Our survival is Nora. We will live that way. We will succeed. Be'ez Hashem. B'nisan nigalu avaseinu and be'ez Hashem nizbarach. B'nisan exceedingly goel halavai amin mishvizocha and kosh baruch hu shav mercy on this people. Protect us from our enemies both within and without. Right. You should enlighten all of us. Those who see the light but need to be enlightened more, and those who unfortunately have not yet seen the light, God willing, their eyes should open. We should see the Jewish room in every meal on me. Okay. Good Shabbos and Be'ez Hashem. Blin and I will try to send out something before I leave next week.